Hi, welcome to Critic Critters, where we dig our paws into movies and TV shows.
Hey guys, welcome to the Critic Critters podcast. Today we're going to be talking about The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Team Conrad vs. Jeremiah.
Which one are you guys? All right, let's dive deep into this. So, what's your opinion on Jeremiah? What's your opinion, Evelyn?
I think Jeremiah treats Belly better than Conrad does, so I like him for that aspect of it. But he doesn't have the chemistry with Billy that Conrad does.
Yeah, Conrad's just hot. Like,
Conrad's hot and he's a bad boy. Jeremiah's too good boy for
Billy. Jeremiah is like the cringy, like, golden retriever boy. We don't want that. We want the bad boy. Like, I'm not into that personally.
Same. I'm personally more into Conrad just because he's hot.
He's sexy. I don't know.
If anything, I just don't really like Belly.
Yeah, Belly's cringe. Like,
Belly's cringe.
Belly's an issue. Like, she just causes problems, honestly.
She needs to make up her mind. Like, you're playing with two brothers here.
Yeah, why does she... And she, like, thinks it's a flex. She's like...
She likes to bounce from guy to guy.
Yeah, she's a homie hobby.
She can't do that when they're related.
Yeah. So, like, actor-wise, like, what do we think about, like, the casting? Like... I think that the... So, I read the books. Did you guys read the books?
No.
Okay, I read the books, and I liked the books in middle school, obviously. Like, it was a middle school sort of book. But I think that the casting made the show so much worse. Like, Jeremiah needed to be casted as someone completely different. Like, looks-wise, the casting was good. But, honestly, there's bad actors. Like, Jeremiah's not a good actor at all. Taylor, hate her. Hate Taylor. Hate Steven. They're not good actors.
Yeah, they're terrible. I think Conrad was a good actor.
Yeah.
I agree.
I do not like Belly or Jeremiah's.
Belly's a good actor, but I don't think
like her character.
Yeah, her character is the issue. Yeah.
Well, Taylor and Steven need to go.
Yeah, not a fan of what's the other girl? So the like the Sky? What was that? Because that was not
may have
in
been
the books.
The worst thing
that wasn't
that
even in the books.
Show could have done was added Sky into the mix.
She wasn't even in the books. Like, where did she come from? They were like, let's be super inclusive. Like,
terrible actor. Her style on the show needs to go.
God. Like, that was just cringe. Like,
she didn't help the show with anything.
No.
She just was kind of there.
Yeah. Like, Aunt Julia. That was like...
Julia needs to go, too. She needs to figure it out.
Yeah.
The plotline, I feel like, was pretty good. I mean, it stuck pretty close to the books, but it, like... They just added certain characters. Like, Taylor also wasn't in the books. They just kind of added her there for, like, more side characters.
True.
But, yeah.
I will say I did like season one better than season two.
Oh, yeah. Season one, definitely.
Season two's dragged out. Mm-hmm. Like, they... Yeah. And I also don't think they could have, like, figured more out with the plot. It's just...
Yeah. Mm.
So now, we're going to go ask some of our fellow peers if they're Team Conrad or Jeremiah.
Let's go, Critic Critters. Let's dive into this.
Let's get on the hunt.
Let's stick our little critter paws into this tea. Okay, so here we have Sarah Frey. So are you Team Jeremiah or Team Conrad?
I'm Team Conrad.
Okay, can you give us a reason?
Overall, I think that he is the better man. He's meant for her.
Yeah.
Jeremiah was just kind of like a fun side thing, but Conrad's...
We're
in it for the long run.
Yeah, Conrad is Conrad.
Yeah.
Let's go. Welcome to our podcast. We are the Critic Critters, and today we have Emma and Rory. So, guys, did you watch The Summer I Turned Pretty?
I did.
So, what team are you guys on? Are you guys Team Jellyfish? Like, are you Team Conrad? Like, what are you? Jeremiah or Conrad? Tell us.
Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad.
Conrad, double
because
Conrad?
He's hot.
He is hot.
Wait, am I not recording?
Oh my god, bro.
But I am.
Like, I used to be Team Jeremiah, but then Conrad made me sad.
No, because he's gay.
Yeah. Team Conrad.
Yeah. I feel like I've been Team Conrad from the start.
So you pitied Conrad?
I was in the
Conrad?
Beginning, then I went out.
Yeah.
Now I'm Conrad.
That's why.
Yeah.
Like, you pitied him.
Yeah.
Why were you Team Jeremiah in the first place?
I don't know. That's a good question. It was like 3 episodes, then I switched.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a little pretty boy, but he's so cringe.
Like, yeah, I don't like him.
Talk to me like that? No.
Yeah, no.
That's an ick.
Yeah, no.
So why you like Conrad, so why?
He's hot.
Nice.
Good answer.
Izzy, welcome to the Critic Critters podcast. Today we're asking everyone their opinions on The Summer I Turned Pretty. So are you Team Jeremiah, Team Conrad.
Okay, so season one, I was like solidly Team Jeremiah because how... how are you gonna dump him right after his mom is like, he just found out she's dying of cancer and then date his brother? Like, what is wrong with you?
I hear we have a Team Jeremiah.
We have a jellyfish on our hands.
I'm right here.
Uh-oh. All right, so we've got Leah here. So she's only watched one episode. So judging by first impressions, are you Team Jeremiah or Conrad?
Team Conrad.
Yes, girl. We love it.
Okay, so me personally, I love Susanna. Like, she's the reason that I watch this show. Like, I love her.
Susanna.
I do
too. Laurel's kind of annoying to me.
Laurel's a good mom, though.
She's a good mom. In the first season, I know, like, she was kind of annoying. But, like, in the second season, I kind of, like, liked her.
Yeah. She, like, became more of a chill mom.
She was very chill.
Yeah.
And, like, her whole, like, thing with, what's his name?
Yeah, the other author.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, weird. He's that? Ugly.
No, the car scene, I was like,
I did not need to see that.
Like 50. Yes.
This is a show for teenagers. Why was there, like, whole 50-year-old parents, like, getting frisky with it? Like,
in
I didn't want to see that. In a car. Like,
are we in high school or
whoa.
What?
Oh, we have JP. JP. Come here, JP.
What's this room for?
Come on in. We're filming our podcast. Come on, come on. So, have you ever watched Summer I Turned Pretty?
Like, the first 5 minutes.
So, do you like Conrad or Jeremiah?
Let's go with Jeremiah.
Wow! Controversial
bad
opinion!
Choice.
Can
bad
you give us
choice.
A, can you give us a reason?
Just, he's just...
Like, looks-wise? Like, what?
A little more handsome. Yeah. And just gives a little bit more of the bad boy vibe.
Jeremiah is
not the bad
no,
boy.
Then it's
the
Conrad. Other
guy. So, then you're
so
Conrad.
You are Team Conrad.
Okay.
Okay, got it. All right, valid.
Good choice.
Valid.
Good choice. So we are back to Susanna, and we're going to talk about how her life and her illness affects everyone else in the movie show.
Yeah. How it affects everyone else in the show. So basically, she's sick. It's really sad, and no one knows. Like, Conrad has to live with that by himself. Like, can we talk about that?
Yes. Conrad is very introverted, and he keeps it to himself.
Yeah.
And it literally rips him apart.
Yeah,
so
it eats him alive.
Belly is the only person that will understand him.
Yeah, but she doesn't.
But she doesn't. So.
So, yeah.
That breaks his heart even more.
Basically.
And then Jeremiah sets off a firework at them.
Yeah, well, they're kissing, like, what a weirdo. Let's talk about all the cringy things that Jeremiah does in season 2.
I agree.
Let's, like, recap on all the cringe. Like, if you are Team Jeremiah, Evelyn... Like, this is, like, why you shouldn't be. Like, let's talk about it. So the scene where Jeremiah wants to go swimming with Belly, and Belly's like, no, I have to clean my room. And Jeremiah goes, how come no one wants to play with me? Like, what?
No, who says
play
that?
With
like,
you?
No,
what do you
no.
mean? How old are you? That was so cringy. How come no one ever wants to play with me?
Sorry, babes. She doesn't want to swim with you because she wants to swim with Conrad.
Like,
swim? Needs to grow up.
Yeah, he does need to grow up. He's just, like... He's immature, and he's... Well, both of them, honestly, were immature. Like, let's go back to Conrad, like, in season 2, after he finds Jeremiah and Belly kissing, like, in the car ride, like, being, like...
Being so rude.
Yes! Let's talk about how she was like, oh, my sweatshirt looks really good on you. You can have it back. That whole thing was so funny.
And then asking which brother was the better kisser.
Yeah, so
that one
awkward.
That one was a
so,
dig.
I like that.
I
that
like
was
that
hilarious.
Because
I don't
like Belly.
I would so say something like that. Like, honestly, stir the pot, babes. like, which one's the better kisser? Honestly, I do want to know. Like, who honestly is the better kisser? Who
I put my money on Conrad.
Got
yeah,
Conrad.
Like, I know that Jeremiah, like, sticks his tongue down your throat. Like, I know it.
Well, yeah.
He eats your face.
And Jeremiah, I think, has a lot of kisses. Isn't he bisexual?
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about how he kissed a boy in season 1, right?
Yes.
So, I was confused when he started to like Belly, so I guess he's bi, like...
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what's going on here? We never really addressed this. It was just kind of, like, there.
Thrown in there.
And it's not in the books. Again, it's not in the books. Whoever the director is...
You need to spice it up a little bit.
They want to be so woke, like, by adding Skye in there and, like, making Jeremiah bi. Like, that's not the actual storyline. That's not what it is.
Storyline just to make it appeal to more people.
Like, what? I'm sorry. Like, controversial opinion.
That shouldn't have been included.
Because like
if they made their own completely different story up, then fine. But that was not in the book that Jenny Han wrote. So why
was that was it in the show?
Did you guys know that Jenny Han, the author, was actually in the show?
Yes.
Like, she was in the gas station. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't notice that at first. My sister pointed out when we were watching it. Who did you guys watch it with? Did you watch it by yourself or did you like have like a watch party?
I watched it by myself.
Yeah? Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah. Me and my sister like had this thing. We were like, let's watch it together. So we watched every single episode together this summer. So, yeah.
I did watch season one with my mom. But my mom was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I was like, facts. But it's just good because I just need to figure out if it's Team Conrad or Jeremiah. But was anyone else heartbroken about the prom scene?
Yes.
That
who
was terrible.
Does that? Who does that?
I don't know.
That just angered me.
Personally, I hate prom in general.
Yeah.
So I didn't enjoy watching it, but then I was like, dang.
I just like the way she was so like looking forward to like spending time with him and he just walked out on her and just like really got
He was just like, he couldn't have done that after, maybe like the next day. Like I get it, like your mom's dying, or has she even died at this point? But like we get it. But just like wait a minute, like she's going through it too. Like
in the middle of the dance, the way he was like, oh, we need to talk. And just, like, ruined the whole
at her prom.
I would have been like, no, I'm sorry. I'm dancing.
Yeah, facts. And honestly, Belly is grieving Susanna, too. Like, Susanna was, like, a mom to her. They always lived together in the summers. Basically, unpopular opinion, both Jeremiah and Conrad are, like, Belly's brothers. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's they're, like, cousins. Typical.
They're, like, cousins, but they're also, like, oh, I'm besties with Steven. So, it's a typical, oh, Steven's little sister got hot.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to date her.
They're literally, like, cousins. Like,
that's they're cousins.
If I was in that situation, like, I would call Susanna, like, Aunt Susanna.
Yeah.
Like, and be like, yeah, those are my cousins.
Yeah.
They live together. They grew up together. Like, they literally live in the same house.
And now they're having sneaky links in the same house.
Yeah. That just seems, while Susanna's literally dying, they're like,
let's
hook
up
in the
belly.
Pool. Like, what?
Let's kiss in the pool. Let's kiss on the beach.
It's wild. And then also they put the thing about, like, Conrad's, like, depression and panic attacks. That also was, like,
I didn't like the panic attacks.
A little much. Like,
I didn't like the panic attacks. The depression kind of, like, made his character a little bit with some of it. But the panic attacks, I was like, come on. First of all, he's not a good enough actor to act out a panic attack.
Yeah, the panic attack was like, what? Like, where did this even come from? It literally, like, this does not look like a Netflix-produced show.
No.
No. There was so much Taylor Swift going on, too. Every single song was Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh, and the way they didn't have snow on the beach when it was snowing on the beach.
Yeah, it was just... Nerves. Yeah, it was just beach.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have done that a little better. Also, when they bring back Cam Cameron...
Yeah, what was that
for? Okay, low-key, I loved Cam Cameron.
I liked
Cam Cameron in first season, then when they brought him back in the second season, I was like, you guys fully, like, kicked that kid to the curb.
Yeah.
In, like, the third episode.
They were best friends with him in season two when they saw him again.
Poor Cam Cameron.
Getting used by Belly once again.
Exactly. Yep.
I just think I'm, like, an Ellie. Like, I'm, like, number one on Ellie hate. It's not Ellie, is it? It's Belly.
I was like, Ellie?
Belly hate club list.
Yeah. I hate Taylor so much more. Taylor's so annoying.
Taylor's ratchet boyfriend needed to
go. Oh my god.
She was like, he's so hot. He's in a band. Like, babe.
No, the rap was
Taylor. That was hot in the 80s.
Oh my god. His diss track to Steven.
Steven was getting.
Can we, like, insert this right now? Like, y'all need to hear this if you haven't already. Okay, so we were just scrolling through TikTok looking for, like, what else we could talk about. Because there's lots of edits of everyone on the show. And we actually found a good Jeremiah edit. Like,
they did him good.
Like, I can see where this is going, like, where Evelyn's getting this from. But at the same time, let's talk about the actor himself, whatever his name is, Gavin. Let's talk about his actual TikToks. What?
Well.
What is that?
Let's pull them up real quick.
Yeah, let's pull them up. Let's hear.
What's his name?
Gavin Castellano.
Yes. Got it.
Okay.
Like, put them on full blast.
Let's watch them and let's dissect.
Big check time. I'm gonna get good at this. I'm gonna practice and I'm gonna get good at them.
No.
So, right now,
wait, go like to his old ones. Like look up, just look up like his TikToks. Like cringy or something. No. Like 2020 him.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
This is too much for me. The beanie. Okay, well, overall, he's a cringy character.
Yeah, he's a cringy human.
He's a cringy human, like, in real life. Like, what yeah. is this?
So he, like, brings that. Like, he's not a good actor. He can't hide his cringiness. Okay, there's an edit, but... Okay, that's, like, good. Oh! See, that's the issue. 2020 him is the issue.
No.
And he's bringing that 2020 energy into The Summer I Turned Pretty.
He needs to mature a little more.
Yeah, like... I feel like he's matured.
His cringe level needs to go way down.
I think he's trying to play himself as his age 3 years ago, which is probably how old he's supposed to be in the show.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like reverting back to how he acted back then, but that's just not how...
But he's not the character.
He teenagers act. That's not how Jeremiah is supposed to act. Don't like it. It needs to end.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our next episodes.